All right, we are back again, Sports Club fans. We are here to talk about the AFC East. And we're talking about today arguably one of the worst teams in the AFC East at the Buffalo Bills. Billy, last year the Bills went 6-10. I would say they kind of overachieved, personally, from the amount of talent that you look at the roster and see on there. They had Ryan Fitzpatrick and C.J. Spiller and Steve Johnson. They had a few decent names. Do you see the resurgence of the Buffalo Bills in the AFC East at all with the powerhouse New England Patriots in that same division?
I don't see them doing much in the AFC East. I mean, we're looking at it again as a team that arguably got better this season. Uh-huh. With E.J. Manuel, I think, could be an upgrade, in my opinion. I really do, because if you look at E.J. Manuel and have him and C.J. Spiller in the backfield, who are you going to block or who are you going to protect?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's going to be a really tough thing, and if, you know, new coach can do so many wonderful things for you, and the coach has already come out and said that C.J. Spiller is going to run every game until he throws up.
I would say it's a pretty good game plan. And
yeah, I agree. And, you know, you've got Kevin Cobb who's battling for the number one position. Personally, if it was me, I'd take E.J. Manuel and just have Kevin Cobb as a backup and just see how it goes. You know, what can the kid do that can hurt it any worse?
Yeah, I would do the same. If you look at E.J. Manuel and Peyton Manning's last two seasons in the college, in their college is respectively, you know, Peyton and E.J. Manuel's numbers are very similar. Both threw over 3,000 yards in their last season. E.J. Manuel, I believe, had a 65% passing completion rate, which is, you know, pretty good. I think he's going to bring a big dynamic to the Buffalo Bills offense, and I think it's really going to pay off to have C.J. Spiller running every single game until he throws up. I think that would be the key to winning for the Buffalo Bills, is just run C.J. Spiller into the ground for the next 3 years and use him up pretty much.
And the question mark is going to have to be, you know, the defense, because, I mean, I think the offense is going to be okay just simply because I really do believe that, you know, with a mobile quarterback like E.J. Manuel, I mean, and I know you take zero stock into, you know, what happens in preseason.
Oh, yeah, zero.
But E.J. Manuel's stats for the first game was actually pretty impressive. 16-21, 107 yards and a touchdown. He also ran for 28 yards. And he looked good doing it, dude. Like, he looked like RG3 did last year, just running away from defensive, you know, players. It was just ridiculous.
Well, when you're running away from the practice squad, you know, players, it's a little bit easier when you actually get out there in game time and you have, you know, you have the Patriots D or the Jets G chasing after you the whole game. It's gonna be a little bit different dynamic. I think E.J. Manuel, I think he gets a lot of reps in, you know, this preseason. I think it's good for him. I think he needs to get up there and see the NFL speed and try to adapt to it. And I would play him as much as possible. I would, cause you're not gonna put a lot of stock in Cobb. Cobb's not your franchise quarterback. They've tried that different places. It didn't work out so well. E.J. Manuel, they've never tried him as a franchise quarterback. I would give him as many reps as possible in the preseason.
Let me ask you this, and be completely honest with you, or with me. Who the hell is he throwing to in Buffalo?
You know, I was kind of wondering that same thing. He really has, other than C.J. Spiller in the running game, he really has absolutely zero options in the passing game. I mean, is Steve Johnson still there? Is that really what you want to be your number one option at a wide receiver? I wouldn't think so. You know, the Bills drafted a few good wide receivers, Woods out of USC and Goodwin out of Texas. Both of them are nice pieces, but they're not those premier wide receivers that you think you want. I think this might be a rebuilding year for the Buffalo Bills, and I know NFL fans hate the word rebuilding year. But I think this might be one of those years where you might be rewarded at the end for not having a good season, because you could look to pick up a Marquise Lee in the draft next year.
You're not, I mean, do you want Marquise Lee or do you want Jadeveon Clowney?
yeah, it depends. If E.J. Manuel comes out and is going to be your franchise quarterback, you want to make him happy first and foremost, and giving him a amazing, one of the best wide receivers to ever come out of the draft, and Marquise Lee, in my opinion, I think you would do that to make him happy and leave the defense to, you know, do whatever they want with, you know, nickels and dimes. I mean, we've seen that approach kind of with the Packers the past few years and with the Atlanta Falcons this year. They've beefed up the offense a lot, and they've just kind of let the defense go by the wayside.
Kind of like the Indiana Colts a few years ago when Peyton won his Super Bowl.
Yep.
Well, let's talk about the schedule real quick. I mean, the schedule has some cupcakes on it, but when you're a cupcake yourself facing other cupcakes, it's a lot of draws.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, I
agree. Unfortunately, you're going to have to face New England two times a year, Miami two times a year. You know, you get the Jets twice a year, which is a good thing.
Yep.
But, and you're also facing the NFC South too, which is a tough division in itself. So what's your prediction for the 2013 NFL season?
I don't see any way they stay the same at 6-10, and I would almost bet my life savings that they are not going to improve on that record of 6-10. 6-10 last year, in my opinion, was a gracious record. I think they were a lot like the Miami Dolphins. They overachieved. I see them as a possible probably 3-13, 4-12 team. I see a lot of the opponents that I would give them wins if they were at home. They're playing on the road. You Cleveland in week 5, if they were playing that at home, I'd probably say they were going to win, but they're not on the road. And I don't like going with road teams. Same thing with Jacksonville in week 15. If they were playing Jacksonville at home, I'd give them the win. But once again, they're on the road, and I'm just not a big proponent of choosing road teams in the NFL. I would say 3-13 is round about where they're going to finish this year.
I'm kind of on the same lines. I'm going to go 3-13 at worst, 5-11 at best. I circled 5 games, and you and I discussed this a minute ago. The game against Jacksonville week 15, I think could, you know, it's one of those games that is a draw in my book.
Yeah.
Kansas City at home is a possible win just simply because you gotta see how Andy Reid's defense is gonna handle, you know, first year.
Yep.
Cleveland, I really think that you might come up and bite Miami once, you know, and the Jets at home.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
I really think those games.
See with the Jets are kind of a monkey wrench in this schedule for the Buffalo Bills. It really depends on what type of Jets team shows up. If it's a Jets team of the past few years, then I could conceivably see them winning Week 11 there at home against the Jets. But if it's a Jets team that, you know, made it 2 straight AFC championships, then, you know, who knows? It's such a up and down team up there in New York.
Yeah, and considering they really don't know who's going to be their starter at quarterback right now, they said that Geno Smith had a horrible day the other day in practice. But 3-13 to 5-11, I think would be my high point for the Buffalo Bills this year. I agree with you. I think the team did get better this year, but their schedule just doesn't help them out.
Yep, I agree 100%.
So tomorrow we're going to talk about the Miami Dolphins and finish out the week. And we're already, you know, more than halfway through our NFL 32 for 32 here. So for Bryce, Daniel, and Jeremy who aren't here, I'm Billy. Thanks, guys, for listening.